is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Uh-oh, the boys are here now. My name's Brandon. I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
Uh-oh, the boys are here now.
Yeah.
I despise Hallmark Christmas movies.
But you love that intro. You love that intro.
This is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Did you just get like some startling news or something? Like you were like, normally, like you're just so.
Do you want to?
No, I didn't.
All of a sudden, you just went into full robot like it's the first episode.
I refuse to do the uh-oh.
Really?
All the other bits
you're in on, but the one where you're
That's the one where I'm cashing out.
Do you want to?
You want to give it another go?
All right. Let's try it again.
All right. Go. On the top.
It's just you. We've already done it.
We can put it in post. Trace, you got that right?
Uh-huh. Right. I know what post is.
Okay.
Oh, the boys are back. It's Panda. I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yeah, do it. Let's keep the original.
I thought it didn't feel genuine.
A little forced.
All right, let me try it again.
It didn't feel genuine.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Boys are back. It's Panda.
You're doing a voice.
Uh-oh, the boys are back.
You sound angry.
Oh, man, why are you so mad that the boys are back?
One natural.
You're the boys. You're part of the boys.
Get your wiggles out. Come on,
How
man.
Do you right. feel
Come
about on. Being here? It's Friday.
I'm good. All right.
Here we go. Okay. 3, 2, 1, Panda, boys are back. Take 4.
Uh-oh, the boys are back. It's Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
That felt good.
That's as best that good as we're going to get.
That felt better.
Yeah. Oh, that's as good as we're going to get? Don't make him doubt himself.
It was really good.
Here's the good news, boys, though.
That didn't feel like a sincere thumbs up to me.
I don't have to. I did it right the first time.
No, your thumbs up.
You can take it however you want. I'm giving you a thumbs up.
Well, I should have just told you that when I said the uh-oh. If I had said the uh-oh, you should have taken my uh-oh, the first uh-oh.
Please stop saying uh-oh.
What do we have to do?
Guys, uh-oh. Speaking of uh-oh,
if you heard us all week long and you're like, man, I wish I could hear more of the boys over the weekend.
Sunday.
Free, yeah, that Greenville, Aloft downtown right off of Main on Washington. Come on down. Have a drink. Watch a movie with us.
There's rumors of a Deck the Hallmark cocktail.
Really?
I don't know if it's happening now or later, but there's rumors
Rick
of it.
Rick sent over a page of suggestions. They basically said no to
all
of them.
Well, Rick was in charge of that document.
Yeah. Wasn't that a lot of dairy?
Yeah, it was a lot of dairy. Every cocktail he suggests would like physically make you ill.
It's weird.
They all have an asterisk, and at the bottom it says, warning, consuming raw fish, eggs, or like it could make you sick.
Yeah.
At the bottom, which is weird. You shouldn't have to do that with cocktails.
But I like
where it's a gin fizz.
Oh, yeah.
There's some egg in a gin fizz.
Is there really?
Yeah, there is.
Whoa. I am gin. Gin fizz. Nice to meet you. And also, maybe you're out of town. And you're like, what do I do? Well, good news is our friends over at Aloft Greenville have asked us if we could do an Instagram takeover.
No.
Now, I don't know what that means, really. No. I don't know what that entails, but apparently we're going to be taking over their Instagram.
Do they think we're going to be together all day on Sunday?
I think that might be.
Preparing for the show? Do they think we prepare all day? Boy.
Wait. We got to tell. We do?
This takes a lot of work, guys.
I think maybe we'll all log
in. We have a lot of fun here.
And post sporadically. I don't know. Aloft Greenville's the Instagram.
Yeah, handle. Tune on in. And then if you want to come to Greenville once, but you're like, look, just for one night, I got to work the next.
I don't know.
Bramblefest,
woo!
September 24th, 25th at Aloft Hotel.
Guys,
you're gonna get all the big boys.
We have so much planned.
There's a lot of specials happening. A lot going on.
If you've missed History His Story, this weekend's going to be for you. If you've ever wanted to yo gavel in person, you can do that. We've got some special guests that will be involved through the weekend. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to make it to Greenville, that's great. You can do that. Or there's virtual tickets available where the whole entire thing will be streamed.
Watch it all.
For you to watch. And so however you want to do that, that's great. And so just go to the socials and there's links and stuff. Bramblefest 2021. Make it big so we can keep doing it.
Yes. You're going to love it. I can tell you right now.
You're going to love the way you look.
Guaranteed.
Let's talk about Christmas cookies, everybody. Christmas cookies.
Hey, I do want to say this right now, and we've not talked about this beforehand. If we're going to talk positively about Big Cookie, I'm out. If we're going to talk positively about that giant machine that is Big Cookie, I'm out.
There are some, and I don't know how to say this. There are some conglomerates that are unavoidable.
Listen.
One of those is Big Cookie.
Now, just tell you how I feel, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
If we're going to say anything that's not completely negative about the monstrosity that is Big Cookie,
I'm walking. Big Cookie is not bad for everyone. It's not bad across the board. There are some good players within Big Cookie, and we have to elevate them and make much of them.
I don't want to say this out loud. I do pay Big Cookie my $99 a year, and when I get my cookie shipped to my door in under 2 days, I'm like, okay, necessary evil. But for us to sit here and to talk, to rave.
Not raving.
About this nightmare that is Big Cookie. I don't know if I can do it.
Listen, and this has been a point of contention between you and me.
That's right.
I mean, we started getting into it over lunch.
That's
because
right.
As you know, I'm all about the Big Cookie.
Yeah, you're a soulless monster fascist.
Listen, okay, you could say whatever you want about that, but I think that they're providing jobs. Have you seen
some of the employees of Big Cookie?
Listen.
Have you seen what they're trying to go through?
They have to work
their
hard.
Their hands are getting arthritis from kneading the dough.
They believe in efficiency.
They're working 13 hours a day. You got to get all those cookies out in 2 days. It's absurd.
Listen, I understand the argument, but they're bringing jobs to the community, Dan. My cookie intake has gone through the roof since Big Cookie.
Dan, I understand.
Bill Buzzos, the CEO?
Stop.
He's worth billions of cookies. If he would just give some of those cookies to all of his employees, this whole problem would be solved. But you stand Bill Buzzos.
He's going to the chocolate spaceship. All I'm going to say is this, Dan. Yes, there is a lot wrong. There's a lot wrong with Big Cookie.
Yes.
It's
not a perfect organization, no.
But here's the good news, Dan, is there are local cookie shops that you can go to right now.
That's right.
If you want to support local cookie.
That's right.
That's up to you.
That's what we should all be doing. So why are we spending our time talking about how great Big Cookie is?
We're not talking about... This movie is about the pitfalls of Big Cookie.
I guarantee you, come Christmas time, you're still going to be buying from Big Cookie.
That's because the system has left me no other choice.
Don't blame the cookie. Blame the game.
Read the synopsis.
Not with that attitude.
Okay, we're just not going to do it?
No. Merry Christmas.
Check the Hallmark of Bramble Jam Pod.
All right.
As good a way to end that bit as any.
That was really good. Hey, good job.
Good job.
It was topical, culturally relevant. Man, in 2 years, it's going to land so hard.
The Thrissane Clown Posse, our improv crew.
The Thrissane Clown Posse.
The Thrissane Clown Posse.
The Jokalos.
We're gonna be at that place next to Coffee Underground. That little improv place. We'll be there, and it's gonna be really good.
Jokalos. We're the Jokalos.
That bit's the best thing we've done all day.
Easily.
Yeah.
And we did a dynamite. I don't know if you guys missed it. A dynamite segment. A bit about Big Cookie. I don't know if you missed it. Missed it. You know, maybe you clicked your fast back. Forward.
You were like, oh, this sounds like five a star bit.
It's no landslide, am I right?
Christmas cookies originally aired on November 16th, 2016. It went a little something like this. Hannah works for Big Cookie.
God.
I know.
The worst. Know.
She is sent from the big city.
Sugar's on her hands.
Sugar is on her hands. She is sent to a small town called Cookie Jar. That's the name of the town. The company that she works for is working to acquire a cookie factory that they are going to force to relocate their operations to the big city.
Of Buffalo.
She gets into town and everybody is very unexcited.
Cookie city, if I've ever heard of one.
Exactly right. Everyone's very unexcited about the possibility of the cookie factory shutting down and moving to Buffalo. Especially Jake, who is a taxi driver and also happens to own the factory. Turns out everybody in this town has worked for the factory at some point in time. Many still do. The town loves this cookie factory. Jake is opposed to any deal that is going to take the factory out of cookie jar. You can take cookie jar out of the factory, but you can't take the factory out of cookie jar. That's exactly right. And but there's only so much that she can do. She gets it. But there's only so much that she can do. And listen, he has to make a deal or the whole thing is going to shut down. He says, listen, I will consider it, but I need you to stick around for 72 hours so I can get to know you and potentially fall in love. So she says, okay. They spend time sledding, building gingerbread houses, sledding again to break a tiebreaker of sorts. They are getting real close until Hannah's boyfriend shows up and proposes. And no one saw that coming. His name is Gavin. He barely matters in this movie. And Jake is looking on and is like, WTF, Hannah? So he walks out. He's pouting. And she's like, goes to find him. And he's like, I don't want any part of this. And she's like, I said no, though. And he's like, listen, I can't do your deal. My other deal in Canada backed out. So you know what? I'll do this deal, but my counter proposal is 100% of the sales will go to the employees. Congrats, you won. She says, well, I got to take this to my boss, Mr. Cookie, and see what he says. So her and her boss comes to town to make the deal possible in person. They get stuck in the town after signing the deal. And they decide to, I guess, crash the factory Christmas party that they're shutting down. And at that point, she gets inspired and she gives a speech about how you can own a company, but you can't own recipes. The speech is so inspiring, in fact, that Mr. Cookie himself rips the contract up and says, you're right. These cookies are delicious. Let's keep it here in town. And we can also do the deal. And that's how business things work. Hannah, Jake, they're happy. They kiss. The town of Cookie Jar is saved. And that, my friends, was
Christmas cookies.
I almost said Cookie Christmas.
We did it.
I almost said Cookie Christmas like a moron.
Cookie Christmas. Yeah.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
At least we can do. Coming towards the end of July, Bran.
I don't want to talk about it.
You love the Christmas movies.
I love the Christmas
movies. You know what you were telling me, though? This should get you in a better spirit. You've been recording every single movie from all the networks.
Yes.
And you get to keep them all year long.
All of them?
Your DVR.
Unlimited. What do you mean all year long? I thought it was only for like a month.
No. In August, September, October, November, even when the new ones start, you can keep all the July ones on your DVR through Philo that you've had all month long.
A full year. But let me ask you this one.
Okay.
Christmas comes up late October, as it does.
Yeah.
Can I save those movies too, or will I run out of room?
You can save those movies too. Unlimited. You can have a Christmas movie emporium.
Wow!
On your DVR with Philo. And you know what? When those movies start to run out in a year, Christmas in July is back.
My gosh, this seems like a foolproof plan.
And it's only $25 a month, so much less than the big boys.
That sounds like a deal. Sign me up.
Sign you up. And you know what? 25% off the next 2 months.
What? A better deal than that?
A better deal than the best deal. That's right. Philo.tv/DTH. Philo.tv/DTH. Get all your channels unlimited DVR, over 60 plus channels under $25 a month. Philo is for everyone.
Plus, you'll be sticking it to big tech.
Big tech. Yeah. Now, I don't know how true that is.
Is Philo owned by Big Tech? Is Philo owned by Big Tech?
Didn't their CEO used to work for Facebook?
Yeah, but not anymore. Just because you used to work for Big Tech doesn't mean you're still Big Tech.
We're small tech here. I know that.
All I'll say is this. Of the big boys, they're the smallest
tech.
They're
the scrappy upstart, for sure.
And that's, 100%. I think.
Yeah.
And they're not nearly as much trouble as Big Cookie. And I said that for
you. Forget about it. Hey, guys, do you want to break this movie down?
I'd love to. Yeah,
let's do it. Think I'm gonna bring this to the table and we can vote on this and see if you guys are for this. I think we're going to do 4 segments today. Hot take, all the feels, wait, what, the Hallmark. I think that's what we should do. Yeah,
good.
Everybody say aye.
Aye.
All right, let's start with you, Panda.
All in favor, say aye. Everybody say aye.
Panda.
It's a dictatorship.
I would like to start with you. I'm going to start with a hot take. What do you think about this movie? Please, for the love, I feel like you've been holding back recently. I don't want you to do that.
I'll try not to.
Let's turn up a new leaf. Christmas in July. How did you feel about it?
So when this movie started, I was delighted because I realized that I have already seen this movie not once, but twice before this. First time I saw it, I remember thinking, boy, that ending's ridiculous. And then I forgot about the movie until the following year where I saw the movie again. And I said, I think I've seen this movie again. I feel like the ending was ridiculous. And it confirmed that the ending was ridiculous. Yeah. This movie started for a third time. I said, hey, I've seen this movie before and I think the ending's ridiculous. And it was in fact still ridiculous. The movie is absurd. It is less exciting the third time around.
What?
And I can't nevertheless, imagine watching this movie still, 3 times. It is still a little charming. I love Wes Brown and Jill Wagner. I enjoy seeing them in a movie. And this movie is no exception.
You play bridge with them on Friday nights. I love them. I love seeing them. Whenever folk. I can see them,
good.
I see them.
Listen, they're good folk. I don't know what more you want. And so this is a good folk movie. Light on the cookies, ironically.
This is a good folk movie, yep. He said.
Good folk. Mm. And I, nevertheless, a little slow, kind of a slow one.
It's a slow burn.
But if you do like your movies about cookies, this one has a little bit of that. Right. So you could like it.
We'll try again Sunday, pal. We'll try again Sunday.
Nope, you're going to get that kind of
get
take.
Get this out of the way, because Sunday you're live, right?
It's going to be the same thing. Listen, I've done enough live shows. You guys know what I'm going to be out there.
Yeah, I do.
You just poke me out there. just do something. I'll be like, hey, stop poking
me. But Deck the Hallmark cocktail, potentially.
Ooh, that could be fun.
If you get 3 or 4 of those in me, real panda comes out.
You know what? If you buy him, if you're there and you buy him, he'll drink him.
He'll drink him.
That's true.
You can't say no.
To a free cocktail? To a free cocktail. Never been able to.
Forget about it. Aloft, floor 4. Floor 4. You walk
floor in, four of Aloft. That's right. You walk in, you see nobody's
there. WXYZ Lounge.
Go to the WXYZ Lounge. It's going to be nuts.
So this was one of those rare occurrences where Dan was the only moron in the room who hadn't seen this movie before.
Sorry, guys.
I also had seen this movie, and I also remembered the speech at the end. There's one thing you remember out of this movie. and it is the speech at the end. You're like, boy, is this the movie with that speech at the end? It is the movie with that speech at the end. And here's the good thing about that speech, man. Every time you watch this movie and you listen to that speech, it's never less appalling than it is the first time you see it. It's always like, wow, this is the way.
That is stupid.
This is the way that it is. Truly an amazing ending. The rest of the movie, for what they, I agree with Pan. I love playing bridge with these two. I love whenever we're in the same room together. I love it. But it did feel, like I would have maybe have expected a little bit more excitement in the room. They're battling Big Cookie. I get that. There can only be so much excitement in that. This is one of those odd movies where when you think about the classic Christmas cliches that are in this movie, they go to the sled well twice.
Yeah, they do.
They do this crazy thing where they do the same Christmas activity twice.
Yeah, on 2 different days.
Didn't see that coming. And so, yeah, that's the type of movie this is, but the ending is fantastic, and I would implore anybody to give it a watch. Dan?
This movie is an unmitigated disaster. It is boring for an hour 15 and then 8 minutes of what just happened. I just don't understand the speech in this movie. If you've ever been around someone who's like on some drugs or something, and they come to a realization that no one else in the room comes to, because that realization either is not true or is just doesn't make any rational sense. And that's what happens in this movie. And then she gives a big speech about it and it still doesn't make any sense. And everyone kind of smiles and nods, and then the movie's over. There's a part in Arrested Development where Job thinks he figures something out, and he's like, nothing on the inside. And that is exactly what I felt about this movie. The speech was a microcosm for the movie. Nothing on the inside. Nothing is happening in this movie. It's bad, and I hate that because I love Wes. I love Jill. Wonderful people. Had them on the show. Doesn't mean the movie's any good. It's bad. It's bad from start to finish, from stem to stern. This is a stinker. That's what this is. It's a no-go from Dan. It should be a no-go from you, unless you want to see that speech at the end where she realizes that a recipe can't be bought, I think, is what she thinks happened there. And we'll get to it.
The speech is a must-see.
It is
one of the most ridiculous things in a Hallmark movie.
She gets hit in the back of the head. She's like, you know what? They can't buy a recipe. You know what? Big Cookie can't buy a recipe, which in fact they 100% can buy a recipe.
And I'm pretty sure they did.
They did. But she...
In that moment where she's like calling out of the crowd, it was like the person who's like doing charades or something. Yeah. And is very excited about it early on. And is doing the thing. They're like, that.
Yeah.
And they're doing more. That was very much like that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about it. We could dissect the entire logic of it.
Something. Like, I was blown away by the end of this movie.
I love it.
In the worst way possible.
Let's get to all the feels. We were talking about when this movie gave us feels. Panda.
Yeah, that speech at the end. It is simultaneously rousing because you want her to stick it to Big Cookie.
You do.
Yeah, I mean, Big Cookie's the worst. But that said, the crowd's all excited. Everyone's into it. The rest of this movie does not give me a lot of feels. It's, not a lot of feels in this movie for me. Mm-hmm. It does feel as if they're kind of sleepwalking through the script.
A little bit of that.
Yeah. I'm not normally one to sit there and say that there is a child actor who I'm just not a huge fan of.
Oh boy, you're doing it. Let's go. Come on over to the dark side, baby.
This performance was not my favorite. She seems adorable. She is adorable and cute. Aren't and sweet. They all? But the performance, I think it could have been more the script. That character detracted a little bit and was a little cloying at moments for me personally, which is rare. But overall, she seems adorable. I love her. She's great. You pursue your dreams. Just this one wasn't for you, is what I would say.
This is a mulligan.
This is a mulligan. I would love to see you keep pursuing, keep chasing after him.
I don't think her, there was favorite. No picture of her in IMDb and no information on her. I'm pretty sure she doesn't act anymore. So
okay, well, either way, I don't want to. Far be it from me. The way this particular character was written, it felt a little cloying to me. It was a lot for me, the child in this case.
This was an interesting use of all the feels for you.
You got anything, Brian?
No feels for me in this movie.
What?
Yeah, this is one of the rare Christmas movies where I don't have any feels. It didn't feel overly Christmassy.
Then how are you possibly giving this any sort of good rating, like, at all?
I didn't really.
You don't think, but you were like, meh on it. But this seems like it would be like one of the worst movies you've ever seen.
You didn't have any feels aside from the end scene is terrible and so is the child actor.
It's still
you said it was just a slow burn.
It's still Jill and West, who I love. I love being around.
It's a boring film. Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't really feel one way or the other. It's just. I'll say this:
if it was two people that I didn't have a connection to in this movie, I would be much lower on it. But just them being around, watchable.
Gotcha. There you have it. I did have the requisite bad child actor feels, of course, because it's a bad child actor. And then the end of this movie is so dumbfounding that. It did cause like a legitimate visceral reaction from me. Aside from that, no feels for Dan.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll see if we can come up with any wait whats.
Okay.
See if we can collectively contribute something so far to this episode aside from the speech. We'll see.
We'll see.
Maybe the speech will take over this segment too. Who can tell? Here at Dyke the Hallmark. Well, welcome back to the program, everybody.
Feel good about it.
It's Friday. It's Deck the Hallmark.
It's not hot in the studio at all.
I can feel the live show. I can feel it. The live show's coming, everybody.
It's going to be cooler in there than here. Oh, I can guarantee
I'm excited. We haven't had a live show in a while.
Yeah.
See if we can still
shake
do
off
it.
The old
I got cobwebs. Roughs.
Yep.
I will say, will I be bringing full heat?
Maybe.
75% chance I will.
Okay.
I've got cobwebs.
What does that mean when you say that?
What I would say is, am I a little, do I need to put a little oil in the joints to get moving again? Absolutely.
Doing?
It's like the Tin
Somebody
Man.
Somebody gif that. Jennifer Hartshorn, this right here, this one, get it. Get a gif and make one, please. It was one of a kind.
I, I don't know what to tell you.
Cobwebs.
Cobwebs. I've got cobwebs and then this motion. So you got
to
do it.
Well, that's like the Tin Man trying to get moving again, right?
Yeah, sure.
Wizard of Oz. Doing it
pretty fluidly for you.
Yeah, well, okay. I was. I've been limbering up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're right.
So you don't have to.
Well, but I'm still webby for sure.
All right, let's just go ahead with the Weight Watch. We're going to get past it. Weight Watch, what do you got, pal?
I want to point out that no one is at the Christmas decoration for the tree. Like, they go to decorate the Christmas tree. It's supposed to be a whole town. There's like maybe five people decorating the Christmas tree.
Small town. This is the kind of town Big Cookie puts the boot right on him, crushes him.
In this case, if that's your Christmas spirit, maybe you should be crushed by Big Cookie. Oh, okay. Big Cookie does crumble you.
All right, Daniel Cookie-lini.
This is a dictator cookie
joke.
Oh my gosh, this kills. I don't know how we won't pack them out Sunday.
They heard you had cobwebs.
You're webby. People heard you were webby.
If you like what you just heard, get ready for this one. I've got this one coming up. They talk about pie way more than you would expect for a cookie movie.
You are so proud of this. You're
three
like, you
times
see
they
it?
Mentioned pie.
You see it, they're eating pie again instead of cookies.
It's called Christmas Cookie, and there's at least three mentions of pie.
But they're allowed to eat pie.
You're allowed to, but why would you? The movie's called Christmas Cookie.
You nailed it.
They mention pie three times. They talk more about the pumpkin pie than they do the cookies.
Yeah.
I'm with Pan on this one.
The cookie to pie ratio out of control.
It's like when they had a Kringle Fest in Small Town Christmas and there was an area.
There was not a Kringle to be found.
It's bonkers.
No, that was way worse. They at least tour the cookie factory here and they eat cookies on several occasions. But this, to have that much pie instead of cookies, I guess you'd think they should just always be eating cookies.
I'm not saying always, but I think you have a one pie talk.
One pie talk. That's it.
But they three pie it.
I mean, it's not called pie jar.
It's one pie per program.
One pie per program. So it's a one.
Unless it's called Christmas pie.
It's a PPP program.
A PPP program. That's right. Different PPP.
Yeah, but just as
effective.
I don't know. I'm sure it was good.
Yeah.
And then my last week, what is intellectual property at the very end? But we'll get to it.
I don't know when we want to. Whenever's fine by me, but it just
save
is
it for
absurd.
What the Hallmark.
Okay, fine.
What's the deal with recipes?
What's the deal with recipes?
I have a few. One is the multi-day sledding contest I had questions about.
And good gravy.
I can't imagine a scenario where you make people come out to watch people sled and you say, come back later for more of that. Like, that's an interesting approach to sledding contests. I think that people are already there. Why not get this thing over with? Like, why do they got to come back another day for more sled time? I'm very interested in what they chose to do with this party. And what I mean by that is my guy, Wes Brown, goes up on stage, gives a very moving tribute to Aunt Sally, whatever. Yeah. And then he says, I want to dedicate this song for her. And I thought, he's going to sing a song.
Yeah.
No, they just play Auld Lang Syne over the speakers like he's a radio DJ. Like, this one goes out to Susie in Idaho.
I didn't notice that.
Like,
that's great.
What was that? Is this a thing where people can go on stage and dedicate songs to
it's
people
karaoke,
they love?
But not.
Yeah.
You know who has a great version of Auld Lang Syne? Panda.
He does. He does. It's really good.
It's good.
And it was
it
also
starts off with Auld Lang Syne.
I'm telling you guys, I got stuck in the middle and I couldn't remember how the rest of it goes.
Yeah.
And my last one is another big one for me. It's another big one. The big business boy is in town and she's up there giving her speech and she asks him, have you tried one of the cookies? And my guy, who is going to buy
the
a
company.
Cookie
That's
company,
right.
has never tried the product.
Hasn't done it.
He's nope. never tried the product.
Nope. Not his
it's
department.
It's astounding.
It's unbelievable.
It's astounding to me that someone would spend
classic
what I
big
would
cookie.
Assume
classic
would be,
big cookie.
They don't care. They just want to buy you up. They want to buy you up. You're just another number in their portfolio.
That's right.
I disagree. Wow. Walmart's not trying all the product.
I know. So that's classic big.
Well, I think that's okay. I still like Walmart.
They do, though. Like, you, in order to get into the store, you have to bring
Walmart
it.
Walmart is ethical always.
Boy, okay. You are just saying bold things right now.
Big business. Big cookies, big tech. If it's big, I like it.
Okay.
Ethical.
Are you done?
I'm done. Go ahead.
There is not a company this size that has ever had a chocolate milk discussion quite like this
one. I forgot about the chocolate milk discussion.
This starts with Jill working at Big Cookie in a boardroom with a full board meeting, and they're talking about their three different flavors of chocolate milk. And one of them is 72% cacao, is 72% cocoa in a chocolate milk. Are you trying to murder people? If a child gets hold of 72% cocoa, it's over. Say goodnight. They are up the side of the wall. It is over. 72%. Good. Get out of here.
Also, like, why even drinkable at that point?
I don't know. No, that's just bitter. You might as well take a shot of something. Yeah. 72%. And then they're like, we got the standard 34%, which is still pretty high. And then they got a white chocolate milk,
which I've never heard of and also seems hard to market.
Very hard
like,
to market.
Is it chocolate milk that happens to be white or is it white chocolate milk?
But what was weird was it was slightly brown.
It was slightly brown.
I'm very confused by what's happening.
I just want to know the market for the 72%. Can you imagine the parent getting home and being like, oh no, I accidentally bought 72% cocoa milk. And the kids are like, yeah, just right in my veins, please. Jiminy Christmas. Can we not,
that's
please?
Thick, man, that's thick.
Betty runs the inn where Jill Wagner's staying, and she's like, this is the best place in town. It's the Cookie Jar Cafe. Go and tell Ed that Betty sent you, and you'll get the gingerbread discount. What's that? Is it a free cookie, free gingerbread cookie? What's the gingerbread discount? That's not a number. What does that mean? Does he get a gingerbread stamp on the receipt? Here you go. I don't know what that means. Could mean anything. It doesn't make any sense. Later in the movie, it's I believe it's Jill and Wes and the little girl. And thankfully, she's asleep in the back seat. The car is off and the windshield is frozen over and they're scraping ice off the car. How is this girl asleep?
Maybe she's bundled up tight.
It's sub 30 degrees outside. Her bare face is showing. Ain't no way a child of 9-10 years old is asleep in that. That's crazy town. It's freezing outside. She's just sound asleep back there like it's a hot summer day. Doesn't make any sense at all.
I feel like I could probably sleep in freezing cold quicker than really hot.
Yes, I'm with Brand on that one. Maybe if you bundle me up tight.
Maybe she had a sub-zero sleeping bag back there for just in case nap
time.
If you
say so.
opportunities.
There's a bunch at the end of this movie. We'll save the speech for the end. But Jill, I want to make this clear. Jill Wagner, for the entirety of this movie, is in a very serious relationship with not Wes Brown. Like, in a relationship where she, this guy is going to propose to her. They've done romantic like slay, she's not done anything to call this off. She's not broken up with anybody.
In her defense, I also forgot that he existed.
Yes, but but she's in that relationship all movie long. She doesn't tell anybody. She doesn't do anything. She's just in it. And then this guy shows up in front of a sea of people that hate Jill and don't know him. And he thinks to himself, I got it. It's time to propose. Yeah. Now's the time to drop to one knee and propose. Read the room, Gav. Not a great move. And then there's a train in the middle of this city, and it is tight. Like, that train is, the tracks, there's buildings all around it. But from my understanding, it's the only way to get in and out of town because the train leaves, and the boss, who's like, all right, let's go back to the big city, he turns around, the train leaves. He's like, I guess we're stuck here. Is the only way in and out of town a train that leaves once a day from Cookie Jar? Is that it? Can we not drive? Can we not fly to the nearest airport and rent a car? He's the CEO of Big Cookie. He's waiting on one train over here? No way. Not happening.
It's been a tough quarter.
You're underestimating Jeff Bezos. What's his name?
Bezos. I don't remember.
What did we call him?
It was
Something Bezos.
Bezos.
Bill Bezos.
Listen, he's down for whatever.
He's down to clown. But he's got to stay in Cookie Jar because the one train that leaves. He's a billionaire.
But he's down for that.
He's down for that.
Because here's the thing. Great ideas make for wonderful opportunities, and wonderful opportunities come from anywhere.
Okay.
No, that's good. Oh, that's man, good that's stuff, life. Yeah. That's life.
That's life right there.
Tracy, write that down for the next book.
Okay.
Because that's good. We're going to have a new segment in the 2022 book, which is inspirational quotes from the books. Good.
That means a lot of people need to buy that first one.
Please. Just say. Do it. Yeah. I'll be home for Christmas movies, September 28th. Get great. That. What the homework? Also known as
the speech.
Recipes can't be bought. Let's talk about questions that we still have. Panda.
So the only question I have was about there's a girl in here who's going to go off to Princeton for med school. And then she says, but if the factory closes down, I've got to stay back and help my parents.
Yeah.
I am confused as to why her income without a college degree. I'm assuming
they can't afford Princeton. They can't afford
to send her. But they've already saved up the money to send her.
I did not hear that part of it.
That's what they said. They said, we've saved up. I'm thankful. She says, I'm thankful for parents who have saved up enough money for me to go to Princeton.
They've saved up the money, but if they don't have a job, then they have to use that money for not Princeton. Right? My problem was, if 100% of the money is going to the employees, and this is a big acquisition, then they're going to land a pretty substantial windfall.
But now that deal's off, right?
If they stay in town. But the deal, as it was going to happen until Jill gave that just whack-a-noo-noo speech, was the employees get all the money.
Correct.
So they would have, unless the company's just not worth that much money, they would have made a ton of money.
Let's say they sell the cookie thing for what, $50 million?
$50 million?
$10 million.
What'd they say, 80 employees?
Yeah, $10 million.
$10 million? So let's everybody's, say $10 million.
So that means everybody's clearing,
you know, pretty good chunk of change.
Yeah.
$80 million?
I went,
that seems high.
No.
I said $10 million.
$10 million.
For 80 employees.
So everybody's clearing six figures.
Yeah. You're going to Princeton, kiddo.
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely going to Princeton.
Yeah, I will say I can't imagine a scenario where they're selling the company and not making enough money in that deal.
Unless it's just the employee, like normal, when normal businesses sell, the employees get nothing.
Nothing.
If that was the case, then I see it.
But that's not what it said. It said 100% of the proceeds are going to go, which I think that cookie company must have been doing baller if Wes is willing to walk away from that. Yeah. That's
But also the question then is the proceeds, how much debt did the company have to settle up to make it to where it's like whatever?
Were they selling the company because it was in trouble?
Seemed like it was either going to shut down.
Well, he had to get a deal of some sort, because remember, he's going to do the deal in Canada. So he had to get a deal of some sort or it was going to shut down, yes.
Yeah.
So they might have been hemorrhaging money. And then,
so the proceeds might not be that much. So at that point for him, it's just kind of like whatever.
Yeah,
like,
here's a few $1,000.
I'll support the people.
You pay the debts that you owe, and then.
I'll support the people.
Yeah.
It's not going to go to me. It's going to go to the people. Yeah, okay. It'll be split up.
I feel good about that.
Okay, yeah.
I have a theory. Is the speech going to be your, are we just going to do the speech?
You can do the speech. Mine is the Canadian brand and what happened.
Yeah.
There's another company that throws an offer in that basically says you can stay here. We're also expand the company. The cookies to Canada. We'll have two other factories in Canada, and we will just take Canada. We'll take storm by rage, and the cookies will be everywhere in Canada. But you can also stay here. All in all, done. But that deal falls through because of 6 months, is what Wes says. 6 months.
They needed 6 months.
So that the company must be being so bad to not just be able to.
Yeah, they needed to do something over Christmas.
They had to do something. Like, they couldn't just like. Dilled out
for six months
to get a deal. Like, they had to do something then. That's how bad the company was. So, but my question is about the
pie. Am I right?
Right.
If you start letting the pie people in,
a lifetime supply of free cookies.
That's got to be just a cookie a day, right?
Still, it's a lot of cookies.
It's a lot of cookies.
It's 365 a year.
My question though is about why did they need 6 months to figure out that deal? And also the deal to me, if you had a deal in Canada, this Canadian brand did the market research, decided we could take Canada storm by rage. We can build two factories. We can really push them out here. If I'm Wes, you know what? If that deal falls through, whatever. I'll hire a Canadian distribution guy whose job it is to get into the Canadian stores, because apparently they already did market research and it's already going to work. They felt confident enough to at least start this deal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's already in Canada. That's the crazy part. He says we're just going to expand into
he's already in Canada?
He says we are already in one province. Providence? Province is that
Province.
What
it's not Providence.
Yeah, Province. We're in one province. He said we're going to expand.
They
into
might
two
be in
more.
Providence though.
They could be. You
Rhode
never
Island
know.
Loves cookies.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
I'm so fascinated by the inner workings of this cookie company financially, and also what happened with the Canadian deal. Yeah.
So I have a theory about this speech, and it doesn't make it any better. But just to run through this, they're about to give the company over. Wes is like, one more for Aunt Sally. Play that tune, bopper. And then somehow Jill's character goes, wait a minute. And she gets up and she starts going, hey, who does the icing? You do. And then who did it after? Who does the dough? Who does the blah, blah, blah? You see, all of these people make up the recipe. You can't buy all of these people. You can't buy a recipe, which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Now, you know, for example, the atomic bomb, the Manhattan Project.
Right.
No, only like a few people knew everything. Like they split it up across the country as to who was doing parts of this project, and most of the people working didn't know what they were working right. on. If we're going to assume that she's saying that the recipe is that secret, that the icing person doesn't know
what the sugar
person's doing, well, that like implication does not matter at all when it comes to them purchasing the cookie company. Like, it doesn't.
I think our point, though, is what good is the company if we don't have the people, the recipes?
Yeah,
but the problem is it's got to be written down somewhere, no. right?
Yes.
No, it's been passed. The only way to get the recipe is for when we hire a new frosting person. They bring up an icing person, for example. So there's a current icing person. Before that, there was one other icing person. So that icing person passed down the recipe to the current recipe, to the current icing person. So my thought process, though, in this whole thing is, yeah, you can't buy the people, but like you can buy buy the information. Like the guy who's no longer working for the company, that icing guy, like, how much you got to pay that guy to give up the icing?
But they never once say that the recipe's a secret. They never once say it.
They don't say secret. What they say is, it's right before she gets on stage, and it's what gave her this whole idea. Somebody says, like, only the people know the recipes or something like that. Like, only the employees know the
recipes.
That's
an incredibly dangerous way of running your company, because one person dies...
Yeah.
But also, could they not? Here's where it gets interesting to me. Could those people sit there and negotiate with the company and say, I know the recipe and I'm not going to tell you? Like, I know the recipe for the icing. Can we negotiate? You're going to have to pay me X amount of money
so
for
I'm
me.
Saying,
like, they can hardball it.
Icing guy that's no longer employed by the company is loving this he can then call them up and be like, hey, I'm the only guy that's going
to
talk.
But if you're the CEO of Big Cookie and you've decided to acquire this company and you're listening to her give that speech, you're just like, this is a very small problem that I can take care of easily. One, because we're writing every employee a check. You don't get your check till you give me the thing that I need, because we're buying it, right? Like, so what are they going to do?
They're not personally writing everybody a check. I believe they're buying the company and the money is going to be split. But
the CEO doesn't think this, like, her big idea is the smallest of hurdle for a giant CEO. He's like, okay, who cares?
But I mean, okay, but let's imagine for a minute, you're going to buy a company and the reason you're buying it is because the cookie, it has a lot of fame. So
this scenario right here.
Right, but if you don't know the recipe.
No CEO is buying that company without the recipe or without a means by which to get it. Her realizing
he hasn't even tried the cookie. He doesn't seem like a great CEO.
It is the smallest of problems. And here's the thing is, with the money that Big Cookie clearly has, at the very least, they could take the different ingredients that were there and they could reverse engineer the recipe pretty easily.
The only
it doesn't save anybody.
So here's the other side of this coin. The other possibility is that the recipes are written down. The argument that she was making was very literal with the whole, the secret ingredient is love. Like, the cookie that you're eating, sir, is so good because there's one person that does the icing every day.
Yes.
They love the icing. Now, there's been one person before that loves it. You can try all you want. You can try all you want to perfect this cookie, this icing, but it will never quite compete with the current cookie.
That's the way that I took the speech, yeah, which made the speech even more lunacy,
yeah,
than you don't have the recipe. To say that it's made with love and that's what makes it. Look, we went up to Racine Danish Kringles. There is one woman, Teresa, she ices all the Kringles by hand, and she does it perfectly every time.
For how long? Like
20-some years. 20-some years, yeah. Crazy amounts of time. And does it make a difference? Absolutely. But the idea that she's the only person on the planet that can ice a Kringle is absurd. Like, it's just absurd.
Yeah, it is an interesting argument to have.
No matter which way you slice it, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I think if you're Big Cookie, though, you're Big Cookie because you don't care.
That's right.
Right? Like, you don't care about the love. Like, we just want to be, we want to have our brand associated with as many cookie companies as possible. That's why, you know, the same, however many brands own all the snacks. Like, yeah, they just want it. They don't really care whether or not it's made with love. They just want these known brands that are good quality to put their brand.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yes, it is not a big problem, I feel like, for Big Cookie.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it. It's time for the double decker of the week.
You're not going to believe this. You're going to think that we fabricated this. Today's double decker of the week is Karen Baker.
That is ironic.
I don't believe it.
That's this next one on the list. I don't know what to tell you.
This is a made up one.
Karen Baker. We do it chronologically.
Stop
when you join.
Making things up, Dan, just to fit your narrative.
Yeah, it fits my narrative. A Big Cookie.
Well,
huh?
Did you do the research?
Because yeah, it would. I did. Yeah. Okay, I was about to say.
There but I didn't know the movie. To be fair, that was going to be a big.
So you just do the research not knowing what
you're doing? Just way ahead of time?
Oh, yeah. How far in advance do you do the research?
Years.
Years.
How long? Yeah. Do you know when she signed up, Karen Baker?
I do know when she signed up. Do you know when she signed up?
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to share it. Okay. That's private information. Yeah,
because she signed up about 7 months ago.
Yeah. But
just before Christmas.
You think when someone signs up is private?
Yeah, I don't think they want the world to know.
Okay, anyways. What have we got?
We're really coming in strong.
Baking?
Horses are coming in. Really, it's wobbling.
Does Baker...
finishing strong,
does,
you guys.
Does Baker bake?
No, she does not.
No,
but she does own a company. I think you're really going to like it, Dan. You're big into this.
Yeah,
It's called Max Slack.
Max Slack.
Yep. Whenever you need slack...
Max as in maximum?
Maximum okay. Slack. Whenever you need slack of any sort... They help you get it.
What does that mean?
Okay. So imagine for a minute, and there's a bunch of different ways you can do this, which is what takes them to the next level. Okay.
I'll tell you, you don't. Two types of slack I can think of. One is, you know, I need more slack.
Right, exactly.
Another is
more of that.
Slacks?
No. If you need more slack at work, say you're just wall to wall. They come on in, they help you not get wall to wall.
They come in and do some of your work for you.
Yeah, if you need more slack, or they negotiate with your boss, whatever you need, they're great.
Let me ask you this.
I've used them numerous times.
And just give me one example when you used them.
Okay, so one time, I was just wall to wall with meetings. I was trying to drive to the next meeting. Traffic was awful. I called Max Slack. They called
Max isn't a person. Correct?
No, okay. It's the company. They called the person. They said he's running late for the meeting. Cut him some slack.
Why couldn't
you just call the person?
Because they're professionals. They handle
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't that make the company mad? Like that? This person doesn't even have. Like
I just got a call from Max Slack saying our next meeting's not going to be here on time.
Why didn't he just call me?
That seems worse.
Oh, no, they pave it over.
Let me ask you this one.
Just awesome.
Let me ask you this one. Here's an interesting scenario. Yeah. I'm interested to see what they do with this one.
Yeah.
Last weekend, my wife went out of town. So she was gone Thursday to Sunday. And I'm with my two kiddos.
Yep.
And by like, you know, Saturday evening.
You're getting tired.
I would love a break. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
What is, does Max Slack offer like babysitting services?
For sure. They come right on in. It's like those babies were never around. Just take them right away.
I don't want
take
that.
Your children?
I don't want them to take my children.
Well, you tell what, them that the up front that because you're very effective.
The way that you're advertising this sounds like that they are taking children.
Well, you can specify.
Okay. All right.
If you want them to stay on
that
the
would
premise,
be the max amount of slack.
That would be max slack.
Okay, let me ask you this one. I get into just a knockout drag out with my wife. Like we are just not on the same terms with this.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, what are you talking about? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, man, you know what? I'm going to get Max Slack involved in this scenario.
Yeah.
What do they do with that? When it comes to spousal.
Big negotiations. That's under.
So they come down.
Big negotiation.
They sit us down at the big negotiation table.
No, but they can. They can help.
Oh my gosh.
Do they always take my side?
Are you paying them?
Yes.
Yes.
For sure. It sounds like an attorney.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
what's
also,
an hourly rate for Max Slack? And don't tell me it depends on what. I know that it's a flat rate. What's the flat rate?
2,000.
And
hour?
A case?
Probably more or less.
More or less a case or an hour?
It's a little bit of both. This. Well, I mean, just, Dan, call it's very
just
difficult.
Just hit the button.
It's very difficult.
Just hit the button.
It's 2,000.
Hit the button.
Flat.
We're done.
I think,
Merry Christmas,
I think
everybody.
That you are in need of some Slack
come
right
see
now.
Us Sunday night.
I'm calling
7 p.m. We're going to watch a movie.
Me.
It's going to be great.
See you on Sunday. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.